Oh, you're waking up. I'm not quite ready yet. Sorry I had to drug you. But you know what? As your best friend, it was my duty to make sure your bachelor party is something special. Now, I know you said you didn't want one, but we both know what you really meant was that she didn't want you to have one. Even though she's out with her friends right now, having her own party. Oh, no, don't get up. I mean, you can't get up. I'm pretty good at tying knots all those years at sailing camp. So you're not getting out of that bed until I let you go. And where would you go anyway? You don't have any clothes on. Sorry, I can tell you're confused. This is a nice little hotel room, registered under your name and paid for with that shared credit card you have with her. And these here are the receipts for the cover charge and horribly overpriced drinks at that strip club right across the street from here. Also conveniently paid for with that same credit card. I have a plan, see? We both know you can't marry that bitch. But I'm the only one of us man enough right now to do anything about it. And since you wouldn't listen to my numerous attempts to tell you to call this off, I had to take drastic action. So, that's why there's a camera in here. There was supposed to be a stripper showing up any minute now, and I was going to get some good pictures of the two of y'all having sex. Although, honestly, just any picture of you having sex with another girl would be enough for her to call the wedding off. You lose that horrible fiancé, and I get my best friend back. Oh yeah, sure, you'd be pissed for a while, but eventually you'd realize I helped you dodge a bullet. It was a perfect plan, really. Well, up until the point the stripper canceled on me, like half an hour ago. You think it would be easier to find a girl to rape your best friend, especially in this city, and with the job market being what it is. So, on to plan B, I guess, which I pretty much just made up recently. I am going to rape you. Oh, no, it's cool. She won't know it's me. I have this wig, see? And it's not like I'll be wearing my normal tomboy clothes. I move the camera over here, so they'll be getting me mostly from the back as I ride you. It will capture your face, a good part of my body, and your cock inside me. And she won't be able to tell it's me. No, look. I'm just doing this for your own good. Well, for both our goods, actually. You really don't want to marry this girl, do you? No one wants you to marry her. Except for her. Even her parents hinted they liked you too much to want you as a son-in-law. And I truly miss my best friend. You know, we used to do everything together before she came along. Well, afterwards, things can go back to the way they were. So, let me get out of these clothes. Oh, they're just some jeans and a t-shirt. Not like the fancy tux I was going to wear to the wedding, until your fiancé said you couldn't have a tomboy as your best man. She said her cousin would fill that role. As if. But he's not the one looking out for you like I am. All right. Jeans and shirt are off. Now, let me just make sure that they're off camera here. There's no bra, of course. But the old girl still behaved pretty well even without one. Then I just need to get rid of the boxers. No, mine, silly, not yours. Well, obviously, yours are long gone. There. Look, I even shaved. How about that? There was all the stuff I needed in the bathroom here. I might have scratched out my legs a little, but that won't show up in the pictures. And now for the wig. I don't know if they have tomboy strippers or not, but I can't risk her recognizing my short haircut. But with this girly wig here, yeah, now I look nothing like me. Since I have short hair, and I'm usually not completely naked. Now, I'm not your tomboy best friend. I'm Chastity. I dance 5 nights a week across the street. And tonight, you were just so charming that I went home with you after many, many lap dances. So, can you make that thing harder? You're not really selling this entire cheating on your fiancé with a stripper thing, you know. You like my body, don't you? You've never seen me naked until now. I think I could pass as a stripper, no? Maybe I want to think about getting that boob job if I was going to do this long term. But with this short hair hidden, I'm really looking kind of like a regular girl right now. Maybe even one with a pretty decent body. Well, listen, I didn't want to do this, but I guess I can suck your cock. You can thank me later. Here, I'll sit down on the edge of the bed and let the hair cover my face a bit. As I lean down and slowly start to take your cock in my mouth. Well, that's waking you up. What's the matter? Won't she do this for you? See? Just another reason she's not right for you. I mean, look at me. I'm barely into guys at all. And here I am, giving you a blowjob. You're getting hard now, too. I'm maybe not that good at sucking cock, but a warm mouth is a warm mouth. I believe she's been holding out on you, bro. That's why I can get you excited so easily. Oh, my slobber is also getting all over you, making you nice and slippery. There, that should do the trick. I'm kind of proud that I can do that to a guy. Or at least Chastity can. But you know, Chastity can do a whole lot of things. Now hold still. I'm going to get on top of you. Cowgirl style. No, don't resist. Like I said, you are not getting out of those knots. So you might as well lie back and enjoy. I'm not doing this because I want to rape you, you know. It's just that I have to, for your own good. Alright, full disclosure here. The stripper was supposed to bring the condoms. I didn't want some stripper riding you bareback. Hey, I was looking out for you, bro. But, see, she's not here, and neither are the condoms now. But just between you and me, I'm pretty low risk for any kind of STD, if you know what I mean. And, what are the odds I'd get pregnant or anything like that? I'm actually asking because I don't really know. Well, it can't be too high, though. At least, I hope not. Anyway, at this point, I'd be willing to have a baby to help you dodge this fucking marriage. So, just kind of be a sport and hold still for a moment here. I need to get that cock lined up. Plus, I need to do it in a way so that the camera can see exactly what's going on. Without giving me away, of course. There. That's the tip. Dude, you're about to pop my cherry. I hope the camera caught all that, taking you in. I'm sure it did. But even if not, I can get all this footage of me bouncing up and down on your cock. Oh, good. good. Oh, there's no blood. I'll have to mess with that later. Yeah, it wouldn't be Chastity's first time now, would it? I just need to look like I know what the hell I'm doing. Now get ready. Chastity is about to fuck the hell out of you. Which means moving my body up and down, right? And back and forth. Come on, dude. Cheer up. Your fiancé is not gonna like this, but you are getting laid, so that's a plus. I probably already have enough footage to get the wedding canceled. But, well, I do kind of want to show you a good time tonight. I mean, I'm already here and dressed for it. Consider this your bachelor party. Oh, except you're going to be a bachelor a little longer than you expected. Plus, if I can make you come, somehow this feels a little less rapey in my mind. Oh, I know that's not how it works, but I feel like I owe you an orgasm. Yeah. Oh, I'm actually not bad at this. It's just like another contact sport, right? Kind of like that time in wrestling. I was always good at those. Even when the contact is, your cock inside my pussy. I can see you're getting turned on. You can't help it, because I'm doing my very best to make you enjoy it. I'll let you fuck me after this. You'll need an outlet for your lust with her gone. Even though I suspect she wasn't that good, or even interested in satisfying you. But I'll let you fuck me anytime you want. That's how I'm gonna make it up to you. And that's the least I can do. You can even pretend to rape me if you want. You know, so we're even, Stevens. You can tie me up. Although you could just hold me down, hold my wrists overhead. And I would pretend I couldn't get away. You know what? Oh, fuck. I think I'm gonna come. Yeah, I wasn't planning on it. I certainly wasn't expecting it. I mean, I wasn't planning on any of this. I'm going to. The two of us coming together will make for a good ending shot for all of this. Me riding you with my head thrown back. My long hair cascading down my back as we come. She'll just love that. Get ready to come, bro. Yeah, get ready to come deep inside me. Oh, God, maybe I'll get pregnant. But you always did want kids, didn't you? Even if she didn't? I might get pregnant from this. Then your wish will come true. And then you'll have to hang around for a long time, just for the kids' sake. I'm gonna come. I'm a little scared, you know, but more scared of losing my very best friend. But I'm also looking forward to coming together as well. Get ready. Oh, yes, get ready. We need to come together. Don't ask me why it's important. It just is. It means something to me. You need to come inside me. Please. Yes. Come inside me. Oh God, I can still feel you spurting. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh, that was actually kind of awesome. Oh, and as I kneel here, your cock's still embedded inside me. The pictures of us fucking are being uploaded to your online account. With your controlling fiancé watches like a hawk. So, there's no going back now. Now, there. Wasn't that more fun than getting married? to that stupid bitch. Probably frigid, too. Yeah, sorry. Can't untie you just yet. You might still be mad at me. Or, who knows, you might try to call your soon-to-be ex-fiancé. Or otherwise do something one or both of us might regret. So, you're just gonna have to stay here. Tethered to the bed. We can fuck some more until I think you've calmed down. And then I'll undo those knots. Then we can. I don't know. I thought maybe we could go out and catch a game while we're in town. I just go to a diner, have some greasy food, my treat. Oh, you've already spent way too much money today. Oh, don't worry about your fiancé, though, or your ex-fiancé. She's definitely out of the picture for good. But you'll always have me. I'll make sure of it.